A reflection by Lou Lotz for the week after Christmas, based on Luke 2, verses 8 to 14. Glory to God in the highest, the angels sang, and on earth, peace. So long ago the angels in the skies over Bethlehem sang of peace on earth, and so long tarries the coming of it. We could use a little peace. We could use some personal peace. At Christmas time there is hectic gaiety and forced friendliness, but not much peace. Walk the malls and look at the faces of the shoppers. People look stressed and hurried, frantic and frazzled, but they don't look at peace. We could use some peace in the world. It seems that no matter where you turn in the world, there are wars and rumors of wars. Not any time soon will Isaiah's prophecy be fulfilled. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. In Central America, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Korea, even in Bethlehem, of all places, there is no peace tonight. What went wrong with the angels' song? Why don't we have the peace they promised? Christmas is not a peaceful time in our hearts. Christmas is not a peaceful time in our world. What went wrong? Could it be that we have tried to split the angel's song in two? We want peace in our hearts and peace in the world, but we don't want to give glory to God in the highest. Someone once defined glory as God's wages. Glory is what God deserves, what he is entitled to. Why do we not want to give God his wages? Why don't we give God the glory he deserves? Because we seek glory for ourselves. So long as nations seek glory for themselves, glory that properly belongs to God, there will be no peace on earth. About the best we'll be able to hope for is long intervals between wars. What a depressing thought. And so long as you and I seek glory for ourselves, not self-esteem, which we all need, but glory, the glory that properly belongs to God, we will find no peace in our hearts. If you are trying to grab all the glory in your marriage, or on the job, or in your church, or in any setting, there will be no peace for you. What we need to do is glue the angel's song back together again. Seek peace, and you may never find it. Seek God's glory, and peace will find you. At the end of every musical composition written by J.S. Bach are the letters S.D.G. Sola Deo Gloria. To God alone be the glory. That is the pathway to peace. Let's talk about it. Name three things you might do to make Christmas shopping a more peaceful activity.